This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Joining us here on the MRL Morning Show, we are welcoming Andy Cohen.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
As you know, Andy, you've done your research on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Of course.
You knew that we were featured on season 3 of My Big Fat Fabulous Life on TLC.
And season 4.
We are in a 16-episode story arc. So,
wow.
Yes.
So you're not the only reality star on this phone.
Actually, what we were looking to do was jump networks. So.
That's it.
Oh, that's what this is about.
Oh, man.
So something really weird happened, though, Andy, and we're going to talk about you coming here to the Belk Theater Blumenthal Performing Arts Center on June 15th with your buddy Anderson Cooper in a second.
Yep.
But as far as being a producer of great reality TV shows, The Housewives, we asked for money and they went away.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, I don't know. What happened there, you think?
Not well for us, Andy.
Sometimes, you know, it's funny. You start thinking you're worth something to people and then other people may not see the value.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our bosses say the same thing. It's so strange.
Hey, Andy, since we're mentioned The Housewives a second, I have heard that The Housewives were all kind of like individually produced and then they came to you, and I think that's so interesting. Is it true?
The Housewives, each city is produced by a different production company.
That is so interesting to me.
How that happened is, I mean, we developed Orange County and it became a hit, and then we already had a show in development with a different production company called Manhattan Mom. And we were like, wait a minute, what if we turn this into Real Housewives of New York? And then we had been working on a show about a family in New Jersey. And we said, well, what if we turn this into the Real Housewives of New Jersey? So we kind of backed into that.
Cool.
Well, listen, if you ever have a Real Housewives of Charlotte, I'd like to throw my name into the hat.
Loren is so obsessed. Yeah, she would. Yeah,
so obsessed. I already have my tagline and everything.
And yeah,
what's
she
your
has
tagline?
The.
I always get what I want. So if the answer is no, I haven't asked the right question.
Too long.
Okay, too long. We'll shorten it to if the answer is no, I haven't asked the right question.
Okay.
An intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen at the Belk Theater, the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center. So you and Anderson have been friends for years, and I know that you guys done this type of show before, and you've host New Year's Eve together, and you had great rating success with New Year's Eve on CNN. Have you guys ever thought about doing like your own, I don't know, I don't want to say reality show, but you ever thought about doing a show with him?
No, this is about it. You know, and our show is so fun. It's not a political show. It's just fun.
Good.
And funny. It's a great night out for couples and for friends, and it's like going out to a bar with us and hearing all of our best stories, basically. And we have so much fun doing it, and we couldn't be more excited to come to Charlotte. But a reality show, no.
Andy Cohen joining the MRL Morning Show. You can get tickets to a intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. And I don't think intimate is like you're thinking. It's you go and you
right.
sit and watch. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going back to the hotel with the boys.
Yeah, it's not a date.
Yeah, and you can get
Correct.
Tickets at BlumenthalArts.org.
Well,
oh, yeah. Hey, let's not blow that off yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping, but.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't speak for Anderson, but I can speak for myself. I am single.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
We got lots of good bars and stuff here if you're going to spend the night.
Yeah, I'll take you around. We'll give you a whole tour of the gay Charlottes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Honestly, Roy came out on the air like maybe 6 months ago, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
And what,
six
a, what a really
ago.
Powerful
yeah.
moment. And you know, a lot of the emails we get are it's just like a thank you.
And it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big
deal.
Now,
but
I mean,
it's so nice
couple,
to hear people say thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. You just got to do it. Just be
good
yourself.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, can a gay man go to bachelorette parties?
You know what? If they're allowing men there, I mean, the thing is, we're not girls. So, like,
you know, right.
Like, if you're, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the only gay guy at a bachelorette party. I think it's about, you know, if you're inviting other men, then it's a conversation.
Okay, because my wife's friend is inviting her gay hairdresser and his boyfriend to her bachelorette party in Vegas.
By the way, it's up to the bride. I mean,
right.
You know, so who am I? You know,
Andy Cohen. Come on, man.
Well, yeah,
you're,
really.
If you know, you said you weren't going to do a reality show, but if you and Anderson Cooper were going to have a movie made about yourselves, who do you think would play, like, who would play you and who would play Anderson?
Mark Ruffalo would play me, and maybe John Slattery would play Anderson.
Okay. See that?
Yeah,
I could see that.
Wow, it looks like you got to think about it ever. Or?
I've never thought about it. But okay. Mark Ruffalo always tells me that people say that he looks like me.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that a little bit.
I feel like Andy has a lot of good gossip from behind the scenes. And Andy, I know you were recently at the Billboard Awards, sitting very prominently right behind Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes. Any good stories from that night?
Camila didn't make the bell on the last show with Taylor, right?
Well, yeah, she
was
had
dehydrated.
To cancel out.
What's the word there, Andy?
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, she was saying that she was really, she had been through a lot. She was really tired. She was like, but she was so lovely, Camila. And so was Taylor. Turned around and we had a nice chat. And I mean, I had so much fun. I was sitting next to Mila Kunis, who I had never met. And she and I just danced the whole show. And we were in the party section, and we had waiters bringing us tequila all night. We had a blast.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to ask Andy before we get out of here? Is there ever, we know you're best friends with Sarah Jessica Parker. Was there really beef between her and...
Are you talking about Kim Cattrall?
Yes.
Kim Cattrall, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think you would have to ask one of them.
Yeah. You know...
Yeah, but he doesn't want to dish, you know, his friend's tea.
Oh, I do want to dish. You know what? I'll talk about it when I get to Charlotte.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay. All right, that's
an
cool.
Intimate evening with Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, Deep Talk, and Shallow Tales, Belk Theater at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center, Friday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Get your tickets at blumenthalarts.org. Andy, will you play Can't Be the Rim with us?
Let's do it.
Okay, quick break. We'll be back in less than 8 minutes to play Can't Beat Loren versus Andy Cohen, Celebrity Edition.
Okay. Today is gonna
be a good day. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All the time. Yeah.
A good day. I love the morning show. On Kiss 95.1.
Get Memorial Day savings all month long at Modern Hyundai in Concord. Choose a new 2018 Elantra. Take up to 30% off MSRP or get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. That's a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Hyundai's cost less in Concord. Modern Hyundai of Concord and modernhyundai.com. And experience the modern difference. Unapproved credit through HMF, plus tax, tags, and 689 dealer fee. Includes retail bonus cash and military incentive. Ends 5/31/18.
Hey, Ethel, you ready for a real thrill?
Yeah, that's why I brought my juicy Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Chicken Sandwich.
On a roller coaster? That's crazy!
Crazy delicious. Try it.
Wow! What a ride!
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Life.
Roy, you were just telling our Facebook Live people something.
Very
important.
Yeah, we're going to be calling out a name for Wake Up and Win very soon. Your chance at $500 could happen any second, so do not go anywhere.
Plus, Andy Cohen is on hold from Bravo. He is ready to take on Loren in Can't Beat Loren, our very first Celebrity Edition. It's coming up in 3 minutes.
Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
We're so lucky to have Andy Cohen calling in exclusively here on the MRL show. Told us about his visit here on June 15th with Anderson Cooper, a night with those two. And he's agreed to play Can't Beat Loren. 5 pop culture questions.
Perfect. Andy, do us the favor, throw Loren out of the studio.
Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right.
In her athletic gear.
All right,
Andy, here we go. Question number one. Ariana Grande is now casually seeing comedian Pete Davidson after they both ended previous relationships. Pete's part of what TV show?
Saturday Night Live.
Question two. Chrissy Teigen is keeping it real when it comes to postpartum realities. True or false? Chrissy and her husband, John Legend, now have 2 kids together.
Yes, they do. Miles and Luna.
Adam Rippon won Dancing with the Stars, the athlete's version. What network can we watch that show on?
These questions are so dumb.
Okay. Now, Maddie Poop.
No, it's. I think it's Poppy.
Maddie Poppy won American Idol, and her boyfriend Caleb was actually the runner-up. Name all 3 judges, Andy Cohen, on American Idol.
Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Katy Perry.
Okay, question 5, the last question.
which is evidently, by the way, supposed to be the hard one. So
let's see if you get this one right. They get harder. Just days after the royal wedding, official wedding portraits of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been released. The two newlyweds are now the Duke and Duchess of what English county?
Sussex.
Damn. All right. Now we ask her the same questions. Hold tight. Come on in, Loren.
All right,
Loren.
How did Andy do?
He got them all correct, so I'm not going to tell you if he got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Ariana Grande is now casually dating Pete Davidson after they both ended previous relationships. Mm-hmm. Pete's part of what TV show?
SNL.
Question two, Chrissy Teigen is keeping it real when it comes to postpartum realities. True or false? Chrissy and her husband, John Legend, now have two kids together.
True.
Adam Rippon won Dancing with the Stars athletes. What network does DWTS air on?
She doesn't know
ABC.
Maddie Pop won American Idol, and her boyfriend Caleb was the runner-up. Who were the judges on American Idol?
You won all three?
All three.
Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
And just days after the royal wedding, official wedding portraits of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been released. The two newlyweds are now the Duke and Duchess of what county?
Sussex.
Wow.
And it is 5-5, a tie.
Woo!
And at one point, he did say that these questions are stupid.
Thanks, Andy.
So easy.
I know. You know, and we do that. We specifically make them easy, and we try to maybe throw like one to trip the rent up so the listeners win. That's what we try.
We want the people in the car to know the answers, Andy. You know, make your day better while you're sitting in traffic, you know.
Okay.
It's not always about tripping people up. All right.
Andy's like, I cover all of this in my show.
Drop by the studio. We do Bloody Mary days in the morning. So you, when you get into town, you and Anderson swing by. All right, buddy?
Fine.
All right. Thanks for your time. Go see Andy Cohen, An Intimate Evening with Anderson Cooper, which, by the way, Andy Cohen's name should be first. Deep talk. And
You know what? I gave it to him when we were going on tour. I was like, you know what? You should be first.
You be first.
You be first.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
A big smile on her face over there after basically beating Andy Cohen.
Wow.
This is time for Wake Up and Win. You go to the website, kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name, call us back. You get $500.
And the person who said that they wake up with us right now is Valerie Brust of Concord.
Valerie Brust?
Brust.
Brust.
I'm not going near that name.
Okay.
I'm falling into that trap.
Think Rust.
Rust?
Yeah, think Rust,
okay.
But with a B.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
Brust.
That name once again?
Valerie Brust.
From Concord, you got 15 minutes right now. If you know Valerie, tell her to call 704-570-9595 to claim $500. We'll wait for her to call. Plus, War of the Roses. Allison wants to find out if Mike is messing around on his lunch hour. We test a relationship in a war in under 10.
You gotta get up.